The Washington and Idaho legislatures are passing a flurry of bills as they race toward their respective adjournments. In Boise on Monday, the Senate approved by one vote legislation that would allow the state to accept a $6 million federal early learning grant. Supporters such as Grangeville Republican Senator Carl Crabtree say it would provide resources needed to help local early education and child care programs. He says big corporations helped to write the grant proposal that was accepted by the Trump administration.
This is meat and potatoes, business in Idaho, Trump administration stuff.
But the meat and potatoes part is not what the opponents see. Some are suspicious about what they view as the underlying social justice agenda of the nonprofit agency that would administer the grant, says Republican Senator Christy Zito.
The Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children is using a $6 million federal grant to move the idea that we are born with an inherent bias simply because of the color of our skin. This is not supposition. It is clearly outlined on their website, some of which was removed when a vote on a similar bill was made.
That similar bill was defeated by two votes recently by the state house. It has been adjusted and brought back for reconsideration. Its Senate sponsor, Democrat Janie Ward Engelking, refuted Zito's charge.
I can assure you absolutely no money will be used to teach social justice or human sexuality. This bill is about teaching reading and math to our young children and making sure that they're ready for kindergarten.
After the 18-17 vote, the bill now heads back to the House. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.